Good morning and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. AGLCA and our Admiral sponsors, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guide and Magazine, Green Turtle Bay Resort, Marina Life, Richardson's Map Tech, Passage Maker Troller Fest, and Skipper Bob Publications invite you to join us as we explore the Great Loop every Friday morning with a show chock full of information that's useful to you, whether you are dreaming of, in the midst of, or planning a trip around the Great Loop. And don't forget to visit us at our website, www.greatloop.org. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Good morning, everyone. As Beth said, this is AGLCA's weekly blog radio show. As usual, we have Beth and Steve with us, and I'm Janice, the director. Beth is our marketing coordinator, and Steve is the technical consultant, whatever we want to call Steve for any particular day. For those non-members not familiar with the loop, there is a continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, the Atlantic and Gulf Intracoastal Waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of our heartland. Our association is an organization of people who share that sense of adventure and a curiosity about the Great Loop. Our purpose is to give you all information and enhance the overall experience. Again, our website is www.greatloop.org. There's loads of free information, and we'd love for you to become a member if you're not. Our guest host this week is a very good friend of AGLCA, Captain Gene Schnagel. Gene and his wife, Kathy, are the AGLCA harbor host for Milwaukee. Today, Gene will talk about cruising around the waters around Milwaukee and visiting that great city. If anyone has any questions or comments, Gene, questions okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, if anyone has any questions of Captain Gene or just comments in general, please dial into our toll-free number, 877-497-1815. Gene, tell us about Milwaukee. What's the highlights?
Well, that's a good question, Janice. I live up here, and I haven't seen them all yet, so I'll give you the best I can. I kind of call Milwaukee the forgotten city or port and the forgotten coast, being the coast of Wisconsin on Lake Michigan. Everybody tends to go to the east side of the lake, and understandably, it's nice and close, and it's a straight shot down, and it's beautiful. But the difference I've experienced up here in cruising the lake over the years is Wisconsin does not have the big sandy beaches. Wisconsin has cliffy shorelines and heavy rocks and beautiful trees and kind of like Door County on the north end up near Green Bay. But as any big lake or big body of water, the prevailing winds on Lake Michigan are from west to east, which means that the sheltered shore is actually the west side of the lake where we are. So I tend to try to tell the boaters to stick along the west shore when they're heading south to give them a little shelter from that strong wind so the seas don't build as they cross the lake. But that being said, anywhere on Lake Michigan is a beautiful trip. Milwaukee itself is, many people aren't aware of this, is the largest natural harbor on Lake Michigan. Many, many years ago in the 1800s, this port was to be the port on the big lake of Lake Michigan. However, the trains moved towards Chicago, so bingo, everything went south. But it is a large natural port. It is heavily protected. We have a large inner harbor that is protected by seawall all the way around. And as the boaters come in here, if you're doing the Great Loop, we just had some people through this last week, loopers, And when I met with them, they called me ahead of time and we talked a little bit. And I directed them how to get into the harbor. We also had a big air and an annual air and water show, so we had harbor restrictions and we were able to get their boats in through all that commotion. There was heavy homeland security here naturally for the event, and it's a 3-day event on the lake, which is a wonderful time. So basically, the lake or the harbor offers a lot of good boating recreation and non-boating things to do. Is there any particular thing you'd like me to talk about, Janice?
Well, why don't we start with marinas? You said that the harbor is Milwaukee is a natural harbor. How many marinas are there? I mean, is it easy to get a slip?
Good question. It's extremely easy to get a slip in Milwaukee. Now, the main marina is on the north end of the harbor, and that is the McKinley Marina. It is run by Milwaukee County, and that is a 655-slip marina with
an
extremely
huge.
Large. Well, it also has an extremely large mooring pond. And it's all brand-new floating docks. The restrooms are all brand-new. The showers are all brand-new. It's gated with security. And amongst that is the Milwaukee Yacht Club. If members are Yacht Club members, they are a reciprocal Yacht Club. Also, at the far south end of the harbor is a yacht club I personally belong to, which is the South Shore Yacht Club. That is also a reciprocal yacht club and does have dockage available. The marina, the McKinley Marina, the main marina, has complete pump-out facilities, fuel docks, launching area, a lot of charter salmon fishing, if anybody's interested in doing a little Great Lakes fishing while they're up here. And it really offers you everything you need. Now, if you're staying at McKinley Marina, you just up the shoreline from you, actually within walking distance, is the Quadrasi Pavilion. Now, Quadrasi Pavilion, that is the Milwaukee Art Museum. Now, we get people from all over the world come here to see that for one specific reason other than the art, and that is the Burke Brise-Soleil. Now, the Brise-Soleil is a actual moving sun shield for the roof of the art center. So as the sun moves, the roof opens into a big wing-like structure and protects the art below from the sun. And it is quite impressive to see from the water and also from walking right to the museum itself. Now, if you walk another block from there and you're at the Discovery Center, and that is a large aquarium and Discovery Center for children as well, but it is also where the Edmund Fitzgerald is berthed. And the Edmund Fitzgerald is a 3-masted schooner that does tour constantly. They take guests out on board and cruise the lake.
So it's a real boat.
It is a real total replica of a 3-masted schooner from the 1800s that served on Lake Michigan. That boat was hand-built by all the boating community here in Milwaukee. And she, in the winter, she cruises south and cruises down in the islands and off Florida. But in the summer, she comes back up through the canals and works her way back up here and spends the summer here berthed. That is also berthed at what we call the Summerfest grounds. In the Summerfest grounds, during the Milwaukee is the city of festivals, and every weekend and during the summer, there is an ethnic festival going on at the lakefront every weekend. And then they also have the Summerfest, which is the largest music festival held in the United States. And they bring in big stars from all over the world, and it is one continuous two-week period of nothing but music festivals on the lakefront.
What kind of music do they feature, Gene?
Janice, you pick it. They bring in country stars. They bring in current rock stars. They bring in some of the old people for us, older people. They come from everywhere. It's hard to tell who's going to be here. You can go from Elton John all the way down to some of these rock bands that I honestly don't know the names of.
No, it sounds wonderful.
I could ask my grandson, but he probably knows.
Gene, I know you're noted for your breweries. Tell us something about the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, Milwaukee Breweries. One more thing I wanted to mention, Janice, about near that is if you hop a cab, not too far from the lake is the new home of the Milwaukee Brewers, the ball team. And that stadium is the stadium with the retractable roof. It is a stunning stadium, and during the summer, if anybody's here, it wouldn't hurt to take in a Brewer baseball game while you're there. It's just off one of the rivers leading from the harbor.
Uh-huh.
So, now if you're looking for breweries, which you might be, Milwaukee is the home of beer and brats, and well-named. There's always a big brat fest going on somewhere here. But we have a lot of microbreweries within the city and all along the rivers. So if you are staying at the marina, if you hop in your dinghy, you can cruise right across the harbor in your dinghy, go right underneath the Big Hone Bridge, and you are now into the Milwaukee River, and you are going to dinghy right downtown Milwaukee. And it's like
going to... Before we get into dinghies, Gene, do you mind if we break for a quick commercial?
Absolutely, please.
Beth, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's go. Who is it? Is it
Waterway Guide?
Did you know that every mile of the Great Loop is covered by both the Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob? Use them to plan your Great Loop cruise and learn about the places you can visit. In the cockpit, important navigation info is always ready at your side, plus marina listings, anchorages, services, and so much more. Each Skipper Bob and Waterway Guide is updated yearly, and waterwayguide.com and skipperbob.net keep you current with navigation alerts, cruising news, fuel prices, and special deals. With the Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob at the helm, you'll always be on course. Order yours today at the AGLCA Ship Store at greatloop.org. Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob are proud sponsors at the Admiral level with AGLCA.
Thank you. I can personally vouch for those guys. They're the choice of Steve and I when we go cruising. They're excellent. Okay, Gene, tell us about dinghy. If many of our loopers do carry a dinghy with them, what is there to do in Milwaukee to get to access via dinghy?
Well, that's where the fun, I guess, begins, Janice, is cruising along the harbor. As you hop in your dinghy and take a trip along the harbor, there's just so much to see. And you can reach that festival grounds I mentioned. You can reach the museum. You can reach the Edmund Fitzgerald, all by dinghy. But as you turn it under the Big Hone Bridge, which connects the south of Milwaukee with the north side of Milwaukee, you're going to hit a Y in the river. If you turn to the right and head to your starboard side, you're going to head right downtown Milwaukee. And then, like I started to say earlier, it's like going through the city of Chicago by boat. And there are numerous, numerous brand new they developed the whole river, but brand new restaurants and microbreweries along the river that all have free dockage, and you just have to decide what you'd like for lunch or dinner and you pick a spot. As you proceed up the river, you can go through the whole city. You're right up near the Pabst Theater if you'd like to go to a play. You're right near the Performing Arts Center, which is right on the river, and you could stop there and listen to a production at the Performing Arts Center. And then if you come back down the river, as you come under the bridge, if you head south, now you're into the actual inner harbor area for the big ships. And it's easy to transit through that area, and you're going to turn into what we affectionately call the KK River, only because its actual name is the Kennekunk. And I don't really know anybody who can spell that, but it's a beautiful river. That will take you up to another harbor called Skipper Bud's. They do have dry stack there and boat storage, and they do have some slips available. They also have, and I'll say it's world famous, is Barnacle Bud's, a waterfront restaurant for boaters that has been featured in a number of big-name movies, which don't ask me because I can't remember right now. But they do film a lot of movies at Barnacle Bud's, and the food is excellent. Also, as you come under the bridge, you will see Harborside, which is another marina that has available dockage and winter storage. There are a number of places that loopers should decide to put their boat up. They can do that. Places such as Southwind Marine, Milwaukee Marine, Harborside Marine, McKinley Marina, they also have some outside storage and do winterize the boats right there. So there's plenty to see and plenty to do along the rivers and harbor in Milwaukee.
It sounds wonderful. Steve and I may be your next house guest or harbor guest. Is there anything else
I'm
you'd
sorry.
Like to add, Gene or Steve? Do you have any questions?
Not me.
Well, if I may add one thing.
We have as much time
the other
as
day
you need,
there,
Gene.
Yeah, the other day there was some young couple that we met when we were out with all of you having a great time in Norfolk. And they approached me after our presentations in Norfolk, and they said after talking or listening and hearing everything, they decided they were going to do the loop. And they bought their boat. In fact, they just got off the phone with their broker. And that was a young couple by the name of Craig and Kathy Carney from Minnesota. Ironically, they bought the boat down in Waukegan, Illinois, and to shorten the story, about a month ago they contacted me, and never having done much big boating, they asked if I'd help them bring them up the lake to Milwaukee, and so I, as harbor host here in Milwaukee, Kathy and I invited them to come up for the air show. And I arranged for them to get a slip right next to us on our dock where we keep our boat. I told them the only thing that could delay their getting up there would be a nor'easter, and they are nasty on Lake Michigan. But what the odds are very bad, of very low of having a nor'easter. Well, guess what we got? And so we had 15-foot waves on Lake Michigan. Now, before anybody gets scared, it's like any other body of water. All you do is watch your weather window. So I called Craig, and we said, hey, I think we're going to wait. So they drove up, and we spent a couple days together sitting on my boat, talking about the loop, looking at charts, looking at pictures, and answering 1,000 questions they had. And we had a wonderful time. After they left, we did get their boat up here. We were going to come on a Friday. On a Sunday, we finally got it up here, got the seas down, and they did a fantastic job. And I rode with them, and we talked about instruments and so forth. And after spending a couple days with us at our marina at McKinley, they moved on, and they are now up the coast headed towards Manitowoc, Wisconsin. And after our discussions, they have decided to spend next summer on Lake Michigan getting their sea legs and learning about handling their new boat. And they're going to cruise Lake Michigan. They're going to cross a couple of times, and we're going to work that out. where they'll get used to deep water cruising going across the big lake. So they are very comfortable and they are doing just great. And I just ask everybody, if you're out there, if you want to have a fun evenings, if you see their boat, spend some time with Craig and Kathy Carney, wonderful people. I also ran into someone who is going to be calling you. There's a Nordic tug for sale up here, and I was talking to the owner of that, and lo and behold, I got an email from a buyer of his that wanted to talk about AGLCA. So I met with them at a coffee shop this last weekend down on the lake, and he and his wife both showed up. So you will be getting a call from new members joining AGLCA. They've decided they're going to do the loop too.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you. You're a great ambassador for us, Gene.
Well, thank you. And I'm a great ambassador because doing America's Great Loop is probably one of the highlights of my life. I won't say it's the greatest because I have a wife and children, but it's right up there.
Thank you for that.
It offers such a view of this nation that you cannot see from any other method of transportation, be it on foot, by car, by plane. It's a totally different perspective. And I think the only thing you regret when you finish America's Great Loop is the fact that you're not still on it and you're ready to go again. So anyway, enough said.
Thank you very much, Gene. It was great. Anyone who wants to join, www.greatloop.org. Any members that have questions, my email address is on the information on the page under contact. We love hearing from you. Our shows, as you know, are archived on our webpage. You can also get them on Blog Talk Radio's webpage or through iTunes. Just a reminder, the fall rendezvous is in Rogersville, Alabama, October 21st through the 24th. It's filling up extremely quickly. We usually sell out by the first week in September. So if you're interested in coming, please sign up. And everyone have a safe cruising week. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Thanks, Gene.
Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.